I'm going to use my speakerphone so I can take notes while we talk, okay?
That's fine.
Great. Right. All right. So, anyway, with you retiring in November, am I right in thinking that this is going to be your 20th year?
No, it'll be my 33rd year.
Oh, my gosh. 33. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Second career. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I remember one time before a conversation we had, I think it was when you and I and Jay were chatting one time when Jay was president, and you had worked in the federal government, I think, right?
No, I was all in private industry until I came back home.
Oh, okay.
No, this is my first government job.
And 33 years later, here we are getting ready for your retirement.
That's it. That's really a blessing. And, yes.
Wow. So let's see. When you first started work there, who was the director?
Phil Ricks.
Oh, okay. And Phil came, let me think, who was the guy? Phil was obviously there. After Durwood? Was Durwood Bagot around at all?
It was Durwood, and then Pete Lewis, and then Phil.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, all right, so, and do you remember what year Phil started?
Oh, no, he was here when I came. No, I don't. You have something to feel about that one.
Okay. All right, and then after Phil, who was next?
Bruce Williams.
Is he, I think he lives in Brunswick County, I think, doesn't he now?
I think he does. He was living here, you know, but then I heard he was in Brunswick. I don't know. When he left here and went to Ailey, you know, then they stopped getting in contact with each other. So I don't know what's happening with Bruce.
Yeah. And then after Bruce, was it Melissa?
Melissa, but between, you know, that transitions between Bruce and Melissa, we had directors. We had a lot of temporary people doing that transition.
Okay. Do you know if they later went on to become directors themselves somewhere else in the extension service in North Carolina?
Well, some of them were already directors, and so they were just coming to help out. Kent Wooten, he was an area agent. He, I think, did turn out to be a director in Sampson County later on.
I see. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, so then Melissa, and then Al, and then, of course, right. Now Lloyd. And right. In between Al and Lloyd was Mark for a brief, for about 6 months, right, from Brunswick County?
Yeah, just as interim. Whenever we lose one before they hire someone else, we always have an interim.
Yeah. Wow. So, 33. So that would have been, let's see, this is 20. Was it 1921? Was it around 1991 you started?
Uh-huh.
1991. Wow. I was still living in Raleigh. I was still a priest then.
Oh, bless your heart, yeah. Yeah, in 1999, when I started with the county first, you know, as a floater for a year, and then I floated here, and then they offered me a position, and then they transferred my benefits from the county to the state, and then I was county and state, and then now I'm all state.
Okay, and was your, did the title of your position, was it always the same title?
It changed because they have change things, but I used to be secretary, but now support specialist.
Support, okay. So, during the course of your time, what would you say was, in terms of the Arboretum, in fact, you started in 91, so you were there, I think, was the first major, so to speak, achievement, the unveiling of the Contemplation Garden and honoring Durwood Bagot?
Yeah, that was during Al's time. Yes, that was very significant. But before that is when where the parking lot is to the right. You know, that used to be the Azalea Garden and stuff, and that was you could not enter driving wise on Bradley Drive and come into our parking lot like you can now.
Right.
When Al was here, he changed that around. Well, really, after Fran. When Bertha and Fran came with the hurricanes, we lost so many trees and azaleas during that time. So that kind of messed up the shade garden. That's that the font that we have in front used to be over there in that shade garden.
Right.
Area, you know, so I think that was a very significant change because it gave us asset, you know, access rather from Bradley Drive into the parking lot where we are now,
right?
Versus just the one entrance on Oleander. And so, you know, the contemplation garden, that's very nice and very significant, but that really, it added a few more parking spaces and added more of an access. And
right.
Still had the beauty of a garden. He just didn't make it a total parking lot.
Yeah. Do you remember the year that was when that?
No, I really don't. You know, Al, contact Al because Al and Melissa both should have a lot of good information.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he was Italian or Spanish, but there was, I forget his last name. His first name was Francisco. And yeah. I know somewhere around the time when I think it was during the time I started taking the Master Gardener class, he came by and refurbished that fountain.
Yes, he did. Yes. You know, Al, and that was during Al's time. So Al will be a good person to talk to about that stuff.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have an old video. I think it was made around 2008, 2010, and you used to have, I think it's where the children's garden is now. It used to be called the Salt Spray Garden. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, you had a deck back there, and then I don't know who changed the deck. I don't know that must have been during Al's time, you know, but we had a deck back there, you know, which was a nice seating area and so forth. But things, you know, change, you know, time brings on changes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Would you say that most, prior to Al, the what was initially configured, you were right there around the time when the county was figuring out what to do with that property, I think, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, that was during the time of Bruce Williams, you know, when Bruce became director, then that's when the county bought Ailey Gardens as well. So the county was really trying to remove the master gardeners and really combine the grounds here, you know, with the Ailey Gardens and stuff. And so the master gardeners, you know, that's why I'm so dear to them, because they fought very hard. And that one of the candidates, if you can talk to her before her dementia really set in, she has a wealth of information.
Who's that?
Wanda Canada.
Wanda, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She has a wealth because my mama was very involved, because as an employee, it was just so much that I could do. So my mama really worked very hard and with the master gardeners in making sure that we did not lose the master gardeners and that this still would be self-sufficient as the arboretum.
Yeah. Do you remember John Sawyer back then, who was hired?
Yeah. Yeah, but he really, this was already done before him. I remember this name, but we really didn't have any dealings with him because he's not the one that built the huge house. That was, I can't even think of.
The Hutaf family. I don't know who was contracted to build that, but.
It was one of their family members.
Register? Was the last name Register?
No, it wasn't Register. They had an office on Greenville Loop Road. I can't think of his name. And his wife's name was Mary Lou.
Wasn't it Boney, was it?
No, it wasn't Boney. No, they was part of the Hutaf family.
Uh-huh.
It was all part of them.
Oh, I see.
You know, the family built it. They donated and all. you know, stuff. But that, I can't think, because she was, because they, Mary Lou used to have the garden party for the, Azalea Bell's at her home off of the waterway.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I can't, and she and her husband are both deceased.
Right.
Gosh, I can't, it'll come to me. When it comes to me, I'll let you know.
So let's see, the basically what John Sawyer did was just something in designing some of the gardens and the like the property. And
but no, John Sawyer built, he built this as a school. This was, he was the, he's the one who built the school.
Oh, this really? When built. It was still called Bradley Creek Elementary?
Yeah, he built the school.
Oh, I didn't really.
Yeah, that's his connection. He had nothing else to do with this. This is all he did was build the school. That's why he's, you know, it's interesting that he's going to come and redesign. This is his design as the school.
Right.
That's all he did. You know, he didn't do any other building here.
Okay. I had that. I got the wrong impression. I thought when he was hired that he was hired to do the layout after the fire.
I think he built the school before. And then he might have, I'm not sure about after the fire. You know, I don't know about that part.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll look at that sign up there in the front. Let me see what's that. Let me see what that date is while I'm talking. I'll walk up there and look and see what that date is.
Okay.
On there, because he did the, I don't know if he might have done some of the design for, Okay, it was renovated in 1985. Yeah, John Sawyer. He said that was still before my time.
Okay.
And John Sawyer was the architect.
Okay, so he did both. He did the school and then the initial architecture after the fire. Yeah.
Yeah, the renovation. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Pete Lewis was the director here then.
Right. And, of course, he's no longer living, right?
No, he's not. I think his wife is. If not, she might have passed. It's like I heard she was real sick, so I'm not sure. Yeah, Karen DeTova, she was chair of the Board of Commissioners during that time.
Right. So
I think she's at Castle Bay.
Mm-hmm. So in the initial... like that Salisbury Garden and you remember the old bog garden that we tore down in Alsheim? Yeah. Do you know who was responsible for those two things?
David Barclay is who you need to talk to for that.
Okay. Great. And David Barclay came after Phil, didn't he?
Yeah, he Phil hired him.
Right. He hired him as the horticultural agent.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, do you know if we're going to do anything for that new, 45 anniversaries?
I hope so. You know, it's in October, so I hope I'm Lloyd has said he wanted to kind of be a kickoff for the, getting, you know, for the building fund, but.
Right.
It, but I think it should be based on two separate things because we don't really know where we're going to be at in, as far as October is concerned about the building fund.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be kind of soon for the building fund because now they're changing, they're looking at the costs and stuff because it costs a little bit more, which is understandable, you know, because everything is going up.
Right.
So I don't think in October we're going to have a really... a clear understanding of that.
Right. Yeah, it's a because I think the architect now has to move into, I think they have like this very minimal conception of what it would look like, what they want to do, but now they got to get into all the detailed work and have coming up with, what do they call those things, and a design model, if that's the right phrase, where you have a miniature model of what the building would look like, stuff like that. I think that's the next phase, putting that together and then finalizing the cost. And then getting approval from the county to go forward.
Right, yeah, so we got some stages to go.
Yeah.
You know, before we get completely there.
Right. Okay, so let's see. We got David Barkley. And then during your time, too, besides Wanda, among the master gardeners, who would you say was some of the most influential? Would John Wooten be considered one of those?
Yes. Who was living would be John Wooten. He would definitely be one of them. Jay was very instrumental with a whole lot of stuff, you know.
How about John? John is the other one, John Newton?
John Newton, yes. He really was a very good one as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hesitate calling C.C. Henley back after the disaster we had the first time around.
Uh-huh. You did call her back?
Didn't call her back. The first time that the call was made, it was a disaster.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. She has an alcohol problem.
Yeah.
You know, so she probably was not a good time.
Right. What's her name? Was C.C. Henley hired during the time Melissa was here?
Yeah, she was with Melissa, but she was hired before that.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was that Bruce Williams' time?
I think she was here with Bruce. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was volunteer coordinator. C.C. was good in that role.
I don't know. Besides you, Denise, is there anyone that's still around that knows her well? No. Or they probably don't want to talk to her.
Well, you can, Noreen Stutes, you know, Stutes, you know, with,
oh yeah,
with the plant station. Noreen knows her well. Patty George knows her well. Sue Watkins knows her well.
Right.
Yeah. David Barkley, he would know her well.
And they probably have just as much information as C.C. would, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It'd just be a different version. So
yeah.
C.C., you know, she's very very knowledgeable. I don't know how much she will remember, but she was very good and very knowledgeable.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, okay. So from the standpoint of your time there, what would you consider your highlights?
The highlights is the Master Gardeners. That's Master Gardeners and 4-H and have been to me the core of this place, you know, and also the pesticide. Having the pesticide, we really worked hard with the landscapers in this area, you know, because people will come here to go to pesticide school to get their license and then, you know, bring their soil samples and come to the plant clinic and get their knowledge. And that plant clinic is very, very key. And, people knew about the place more so behind, in my opinion, 4-H and the plant clinic.
Uh-huh.
They didn't necessarily know it was cooperative extension, but they knew about 4-H. Because 4-H is all over the country.
Right.
And the plant clinic, that was, you know, people would come in and go to the plant clinic and not even walk around the grounds.
Oh, wow.
You know, because they just come in, you know, for the plant clinic itself because to get that knowledge and get the resources that they needed. And then back in the day, Family and Consumer used to be Home Extension. You know, and the home extension agents, you know, where you learned how to cook, sew, you know, you did the cane weaving, you know, for
right.
the chairs and furniture refinishing, preserving food. I mean, all back in the day type stuff, quilting, you know, things that now people are trying to get back to, but the extension kind of wiped that away and now it's backtracking.
Do you remember Diane Gatewood?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, she was good. Do you want me? I can text you her number. I thought I gave you her name and number.
I
didn't do that.
Yeah, I think I have it.
Okay. Yeah, give her a call.
And
so she was back in the day.
And she came. Was she after Sandra Spaulding Hughes or before?
Yeah, she replaced Sandra.
She replaced Sandra, right? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those two folks, I got to call yet.
Yeah, you got to call them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What happened with the extension before the Hutef building was put up?
Well, the plant clinic is where the training room is now. That's where the plant clinic used to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so then that's why the Hutef building, it might be a support design, but that's and the plant clinic and the gift shop were put over there.
I see.
And then the office spaces.
But the plant clinic was the only thing in what we call the education center now, Denise?
Yeah. No, plant clinic wasn't in the education. It was in our training room. Our training room was in the admin building.
Oh, excuse me. Training room. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we used to have more classes in the education building. I call it auditorium, but, you know, we had, you know, and then we also, you know, we had the Master Gardener class, but we had a horticultural series that was in the evenings. It used to be 6 to 8 weeks in the evenings,
uh-huh.
You know, for people who worked. And then we had a lot of Saturday classes as well.
Was that started with David Barkley?
Yeah, that was back, well, see, that's, you know, when I was here was with David, so those things were happening back then.
Uh-huh.
And then at some point, I think, David, you can double check, but I think he had Master Gardener class twice a year for a brief period.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would, did that generate a lot of people or at that point in time?
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm. Yes, it did. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, I wish that's... In light of all the changes going on in our community with more and more people coming here, that might be something to resurrect.
Yeah, so we're going outside the box, which is nothing wrong with that, but having all the different programs, nature at home and, you know, gardens, you know, those different programs, it touches different areas, but it really is still not taking care of the consumer haunt person per se.
Right, right. I remember, too, Brunswick County did a different thing from us in terms of I call it the movable plant clinic. They go to people's homes to answer their questions. I don't know what led to them making that decision because they have a lot more territory to cover than we do.
They do. They really do. And they don't have as large of a master garden program as we do.
Yeah.
You know, so... And that works for them, you know, so that's good.
Yeah.
It's hard for people to come to them.
Right.
You know, versus to us. So I can see them doing that because Brunswick County land-wise is huge.
Right,
so,
yeah.
I can see them branching out. For us, that won't jive.
Doesn't fit, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
No, David used to go out to some homes, you know, he, you know, would discern which places he would go and so forth, but that's difficult for us to continue to do that.
Right. Jeez. Do you remember who started the Rose Garden? Was that Al?
No, the Rose Garden was here way before Al.
Was it there before you started?
Yeah, I think so. Brenda Huseman might know some of that history. Give her a call.
I heard she moved away.
I think she moved to Asheville.
Yeah.
Yeah, but her cell number probably is still the same.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Yeah, on her email. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in fact, Barbara Zumwalt is doing the article on the Rose Garden, and she has Brenda as a contact. I'll check to see if she was able to reach her.
Yeah, that would be good because Brenda would have a wealth of them. And then David Barkley can help. You really need to talk to David and Phil. They have all that information.
Yeah. Do you remember John Grimshaw?
Yes, I do. Yeah, he's in Plantation Village with Jay.
Yeah, I saw him the other day at the little party that Jay had for the showing off the new garden.
Yeah, I was supposed to make that, but I couldn't make it. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a nice time.
Yeah, it is. I remember it last year. I'm sorry I couldn't make it this year.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, let's see. Is there anything else you think should be important for putting into the history book here based on your experience?
Well, Well, the pond out there, you know, we had a team that dealt with that. You know, Wink Meyer, Bob Brannigan, those are two names.
What was the first name?
Wink Meyer.
Wienkemeyer.
W-I-N-K-E-M-E-I-E-R.
W-I-N-K-E-M-E-I-E-R. Okay.
And Robert Brannigan.
And as far as you know, they're still around?
No, both of them are deceased.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But so were they the creative genius behind the pool?
I don't know if they were creative geniuses or not, but I know they would be out there waiting. They kept it maintained and, you know, full of fish and just cleaned and so forth. Again, that's something that David Barclay can truly help you with.
Okay.
The foundations and stuff, you really need to talk to David and Phil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Okay, well, and... by any chance, do you remember who donated that tribute fountain to the Arboretum?
I think it's the Cape Fear Garden Club.
Okay.
But David and Phil can help you with that.
I noticed recently somewhere I saw something about that the Cape Fear Garden Club has stores some things at our place.
I know that. I don't know.
Hmm. I wonder if that's a misprint.
I have no idea. I definitely can't speak on that one. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let me see. Now, let's see. Front desk people. Do you know who was working the front desk when you first started there?
Susan Wynn.
Oh, my gosh. I remember Susan when I was working with the county. When I was the director of the day treatment center, Susan had got promoted to administrative support for the county manager.
Yeah, Alan O'Neill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, I don't. Do you know if she's still there or is she retired?
No, she's retired. No, Susan and I are good friends. Susan's not going to talk much, you know. She doesn't like doing that.
Do you know how many years she was at the Arboretum?
Oh, she was here when I was hired. Then she left for a brief period, and then she came back for a very short period, and then went with the county manager's office.
Uh-huh.
I think she was here for about 20 years.
In the county altogether?
Yeah, I think, I think she has more hours because she was with Extension, and then she left, and then she came back, and then she went to the county. So she has over 20 years. I don't know, but she retired last year.
Gotcha. And then after Susan, was that Marge?
No, it was some other people before Marge.
Okay.
We had a lot of from United Way, the senior aid program helped quite a bit.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Senior aid with United Way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then after that was Marge?
I think so. I think Marge came after the senior aids.
And after Marge, I forget who it was.
Was it her name, Claire?
And then after Claire was Mary Beth?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think we had some temp workers in between there with the temp agency.
Yeah, we had temps and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And, in the last anniversary that we had just before the pandemic, I think it was 2019, that was the 2030-40 anniversary year. There was a lady, and I can't remember her name. She was one of the speakers.
It was Sandra who talked forever.
Not Sandra. It was somebody else. And she's in the picture, some of the pictures, and... can't remember.
I'll, I'll have to see the pictures of who, because I know Sandra spoke, and she spoke forever.
Yeah. She went through a litany of things.
Oh, my gosh. And I told Sandra before she got up there not to talk long. She said, I got myself time.
Yeah.
But she purposely would not look at me because I was trying to get her eye.
Right.
So she would hush, but she would not shut up. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, oh, my goodness. It was a mess.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this person spoke before her. She has... short hair. Her hair was shorter than Sandra's, and I know she spoke for a brief. I don't know if she was on the board at the time or what, but
I'll have to see her picture, and then I can tell you exactly who she is.
Okay. And anything notable during your time, especially like in the first 10 years, relative to the carpentry crew?
Well, I mean, Ken Campbell, he's the man, you know. He was here when I came, you know, so.
Do you remember I think it was in 2010, they totally redid the Japanese Garden. Do you remember that?
Yeah, no, with Takeda and all of them. See, now that would be good to talk to with Phil Ricks, you know, because with Takeda, they were fundraisers. I remember we dealt with the Japanese department at UNCW. We had a garden tea out on the grounds, and that was an authentic Japanese tea.
Yeah.
It was really great. We've had some wonderful times, and then the plant sale back in the day with Al Bell, who's deceased, and we used to have Bill's Barbecue, and we always had the plant sale with the Zaya Festival, and we had all those garden tour people who could not go to Italy for the... for their garden reception, they would come here and get their barbecue and then eat and then buy plants at the plant sale.
That barbecue was sponsored by the Master Gardeners and...
Al Bell was the plant sale person.
Al who?
Al Bell. He's deceased. He's been deceased for quite a while.
Is that B-E-L-L?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, Albert Bell.
Yeah, Ken was telling me about that. It was quite the moneymaker. And then whoever the director was around that time put the kibosh on it, and they had to stop it.
It was not the director. It was one of the master gardeners who was a doctor. I can't think of his name.
Dick. His first name is Dick. Is it Nanva?
No, not Dick Nasker. Not him. It was another, because Dick Nasker is an orthopedic doctor, but this was another doctor. He stopped because he didn't think the food was healthy. No, it was not Dick Nasker, no.
Okay. Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. He's not around anymore.
he does the Japanese maples for plant sale, and he does a lot with the building guy. No, he's very active.
Oh, that guy, yeah. In fact, I know who you mean now. He was a Marine, too.
I don't know about that part, but he lives in Landfall, yeah.
I remember him because every year he always brings me a Danish thanking me for helping them set up.
Oh, no, that's not him. That you talking about Huckleberry.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he's military. No, Dick Nasker, no, that's not the same person.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Huckleberry brings all the Danishes.
Mm-hmm. So this doctor we're talking about, he's been helping Al Schertel the last couple of years?
Yeah, Dick Nasker, that doctor, yes. He's been happening for but, with Japanese maples.
Right. But you said Dick Nasker wasn't the one who ended the barbecue.
No, he was not.
Right. Mm-mm. Okay. Interesting. Oh, it's all very, very interesting. Let me see. What was the other thing? There was... do you remember if the Tidewater Camellia Club involvement, was that going on before you started working there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And were they the ones instrumental in establishing the Camellia Garden, or was that already there?
I think it became more significant under Al's time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Al can let you know that. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me see. I don't think there's anything else.
Okay. If you think of something, just give me a call.
Okay, Denise. I appreciate your time.
No problem at all.
Okay. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.